REC K-REC your radio. K-REC.
What would you do if you noticed that your clothes were on fire? Stop, drop, roll. Number one, stop right where you are.
It's time to hit record.
This week, Audio Rex regarding fire. Lots of wonderful records to listen to together today, and some great guest hosts.
Hey, yo, Box.
Trey Houston, you heard me say great, didn't you? Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am all ears. How you doing?
I've been doing all right. I've been busy.
Cool.
I should be posting more. I should be re-wrecking right now, but
you
beat me to it.
Well, fuck
yeah, it. Yeah, I wanted to open this up for you with something that means something to me, but also I think it's a good sort of overture for your re-wreck.
It's time to hit record.
From the beginnings in a cavern, where caveman became layman and proclaimed his glory with the fire in his hands. Now the fire is too much, scorched earth for man's plans, and we run from the fire to spray tans and Ray-Bans. The external flame looms, the internal flame consumes. A reflection of the fire that made us, what the sun casts on the moon. From flame to flame to dust, find fire to throw fire, catch fire, combust. Flame long enough to illuminate the dark, then falter in and into the eternal winds rush.
There's a fire coming to eat me alive tonight. I watch the smoke drip over the sky and wait for the day to overcome the night. Let's die before we're forced to fly. There's a fire coming to eat me alive tonight. I watch the smoke drip the sky and wait for the day to overcome the night. Let's die before we're forced to fly. Die less.
Musing 5225, you have been invaluable in shedding light on the text records. What you got for us this week?
Are we recording? Hello, you fine folk. I hope you've had a fantastic week and weekend. Without ado, I'm gonna dive on into some of the text records that I've really loved for fire as I've been diving into the collab over this week. The first piece I want to talk about is called The Flambeau, and it's by Brandy Ju. And it's a really great piece on torchbearers in New Orleans, as well as seen in other places and times. She gives really great historical context, the purpose, enough details to really be accurate, as well as allow for room for more inspiration. This could be great for remixing for cinematography, video editing, stories, you know, maybe even a song idea. So if you happen to be in New Orleans or know anybody that is a torchbearer, I think that there's a lot of potential with this. As far as fictional pieces, maybe it's just because I've been a little bit down this week, but there have been a few scripts that have really made me laugh. So the first one I want to talk about is Trial by Fire, and this is the remix by Humber Flub, originally written by Script Soup. So what did people do before DNA testing? It seems that one of the ways was Trials by Fire. This is a hilarious look at Trials by Fire, as well as echoes the current day feeling of a lot of daytime TV and how it's a public spectacle. I thought this was really well done, nice, short and sweet, and could be really great for a potential short film piece in that episode. So great job by both Humber Flub and Script Soup. And the second piece I want to talk about is A Song of Fire and More Fire by Roddy G. So Roddy G takes the fantasy of sort of intense fantasy TV shows to a whole other hilarious level. Talks a little bit about how we can get a little too involved in our TV and why fire safety is really important. Really love this script. I love that it subtly references actual TV shows, and the characters to me just come alive really well. So fantastic job by Roddy G. That's all I have this week for you guys. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll catch you next time.
Thank you, Katie. Background sounds we hear from Byzantium with Into the Fire. This next one is from Dry Nice Guy. He is a nice guy. I know him. And I still want to re-recommend him because this track is super interesting when it comes in with the piano right around here. Great work, Dry Nice Guy. Like I said, we have a few guest hosts this week. We've heard from Trey Houston and Katie, and now a third. Why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
Hi.
Hey.
Cora Lily here.
Cora Lily there. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a guinea pig sitting on my lap.
Ooh.
You can't see him because this is an audio record.
Good point.
But he's there, so if you hear random squeaking, I apologize in advance.
I heard that. That was him? That sounds like fireworks. Is that coming from your neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm surrounded by animals.
It's America!
Yep.
Yep. Okay, let's focus. You are a fire dancer. How'd you get into that?
I'd heard about fire dancing, but I'd never done it. And I found this amazing school in L.A. Called Fire Groove. I took some instructions in fire hoop. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You know, you have to grab the hoop where the fire isn't, and you practice, but you're taking this kind of live element and spinning it around your body and throwing it in the air and catching it and spinning it around your chest and your legs and your arms and your hands and under your legs and behind your back, and it's magical and dangerous, but when you know what you're doing, it's not scary. It's exhilarating, and there's a little element of, like, you know, you're cheating danger. Every time I spin, I mean, I've gotten burned a couple times. Nothing bad, just like, you know, the wick brushed my arm, or I think the very first time, I think I got a little first degree burn on my stomach. One of the things you're taught when you're spinning is to never spin when you're drunk or high, just because of the danger. And the teachers will tell you, if you're convinced that you can spin, take your equipment unlit and try and spin it and see how you do, and then decide if you want to do it on fire. But then they also go on to say that you don't need to be on anything when you're spinning. It's the adrenaline rush is more than high enough. It's just one of the most alive times that I can remember is spinning fire. On that note, Stereophonic Fire by Dan. It's Hit Record record number 9648. The sounds are phenomenal. There's so much music to be made in this. Sound design, bumpers on fire for any video or animations. It's just, I think this record is priceless. And it's funny, he says, the rushing sound of the roaring fire is the first thing I recall most distinctly from the very first time I ever danced with fire. That's true. For me, too. It's the first thing I remember. And it is amazing inside all of that moving sound. Fire. Fire. Fire.
recording.